Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Lois Vervon, Tiffany Pearson, and Bobby Jordan all here to talk about wearable arts returning to the stage this coming Saturday. All of you, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So this has been, wearable arts is like a, I feel like a staple of what fun things happen in Sitka during the winter, and we've been without it for years now. And it's coming back to the stage, and with a fitting name. The theme for the show this year is Awakening. Lois, you're one of the designers here. When you hear a theme like this, or I guess what have you been doing the last 3 years when you normally have this outlet for with wearable arts and you haven't? Like, what's been happening since last show?
Well, Erin, when you say awakening, I think of the fact that it's 1 a.m. in Australia right now, and I've just come back. So I awoken this morning to my extreme excitement for both this interview and for the show that's on Saturday. I've got 9 pieces this year. I'm so excited. I've had 3 years to prepare it. And so every time I look around and I see some materials lying around, no matter how weird it is, I think, what can I make out of that? So we've got dresses that are made out of nails and coffee bags and police crime tape and pages out of a book and deconstructed fishing rope. You are going to absolutely love this show this year.
Oh, that's amazing. So it's really like anything goes. Like this is not necessarily going into a fabric store and being like, this is the textures and the color palette I want. It's like, it's kind of a choose your own adventure story with what you have around you.
Absolutely. The weirder it is, the more we love it.
Amazing. And Tiffany and Bobby, you are both producers of the Wearable Arts Show. What is it to produce this kind of show? What do you do to try to, you know, foster this creativity or to bring people in? Tiffany, we can start with you.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting show because there is so much love for it in the community already. So we have a real seasoned group of designers who are part of the show that have been part of the show since 2009 when Jeff came. And then we have some new blood, people really excited to start. So it's almost the excitement and the design process almost runs itself because mm-hmm. there's so many people who have been there before, which is really helpful. So there's a lot of excitement around what the designs will be. And, you know, we just kind of go with that. And every year we get to choose a different theme and work off of that. And so that element's fun for us to work with. And, yeah, it's just a really exciting event to work. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of events in town, and this is one that's just got a different feel to it. And everybody loves it, from the audience, from kids in the community to the designer. So it's just really a fun environment.
Yeah, there's something for everyone. Of like the more, if you're like the more technical minded folk, to look at these outfits and be like, how on earth did nails become a part of a dress? And when the kids of just like the whimsy of it, of like, there really is, the imagination is your only limit. So to have all of that combined in one space is pretty cool.
Yes, and all the designers work really hard to make these beautiful pieces and fun pieces and interesting pieces. And the cool thing about when they present them, it's just most of them spend a lot of time really thinking about how to make it fun for the community. Mm-hmm. And it's really, when you watch the show, you're just in awe of how amazing these pieces are. But really, the design process can take years or months, and they put so much into it. But when we get on the runway, it's just a fun show.
Amazing. So for the whole runway process for producing the show, it's an open call to whomever is inspired and has outfits to show to Sitka. How do you put together the music, or who comes where? Like, what's the logistics for making the show that we see on stage?
Well, the first component is we have to put an all call out for designers, because without designers, we don't have a show.
Right.
And when we have a nice number of designers and a commitment from mm-hmm. them, then we go, oh, okay, now we can have a show, and then all the other pieces kind of fall into place. Though the other big component is getting Harrigan Centennial Hall booked, mm-hmm. getting our stage booked, because it's not ours. It belongs to Mount mm-hmm. Edgecombe, and so we have to coordinate with them. And so the stars kind of have to align so that all of these things happen at about the same time. And when we've got that, then we can really start rolling. Awesome. And it's, you know, set design, telling people about, you know, getting their music and buying the licenses for the music and giving them assistance if they need it for putting their design together. Because we do have veterans and we do have newbies. And mm-hmm. so, you know, how can the veterans help the new emerging designers work? And so it's a lot of communication, a lot of logistics that go into this. And this year we only had 5 months to start instead of a year. So it was a very short timeline.
Right. Oh, my gosh. And that is, I feel like the producers, like, people don't always understand, like, a producer is just, it's a fancy title, but it's so many little pieces that you have to swirl together and coordinate into one single dance so the show on stage can go on, like, effortless. It's hats off to you two for doing all that producing work. So folks, designers like Lois can have this stage to be like, let me show you the magic I've created. And before we went on air, you were mentioning, Lois, that you and another designer, Cindy Gibson, have been attending other fashion events throughout the state. What has that been like in the last couple of years?
Well, about 5 years ago, it started with an application to the Trend Fashion Show, which is a fundraiser every January, February in Anchorage. And I know I turned up there, and there was Cindy Gibson, and we were showing our pieces. We'd showed it in Sitka. And then it turned around, so we started making things for that show, and my pieces have gradually got more complex and more fantastic. So I think you're going to be really excited to see them this year. But another comment about logistics, it's been really fun to involve Mount Edgecombe students this year, and I really would love to see that grow in the community, involving kids, making their own things, and involving Edgecombe. I feel like they're not always really involved in our community, and I'm so excited that a group of girls there have joined me for this event, and I believe there's an art teacher that's got two outfits that have been made by their own students and being modeled by those students, so that's really exciting too.
Yeah, definitely. It's sometimes over on the other side of the bridge. it's not that far, but sometimes it can be a distance to cross to travel. It's awesome to have them involved. So it's not only like the physical presence of using their stage to make this whole production happen, but getting them on stage as well. And there's other folks involved. It's not just the show itself. You have a whole production going on. It's not just sitting down and watching art waltz by along the stage. There's more to it. What happens at, what all is available at the show?
So this year we are going to have Sika Flowers is doing a fundraiser for the Sika Softball Association, where she will be selling floral crowns. And all the students are, I believe, helping her right now in her shop. There's a big group of them working together, which is fun. So the Sika High School is also going to be putting together some charcuterie boxes to be sold at the event. And it's part of the high school foods class.
Oh, excellent.
So that's fun way to include the high school. And we will also have a cash bar, and there'll be a cookie reception afterwards so people can meet the artists and the designers and see the designs up close, and if they have questions, you know, get a chance to experience that.
Yeah, to have inspiration for, you know, ideally you want to get, the more people we can rope into these fun things, the better it is for literally everyone. People get to find a new way to express themselves. The rest of us get to see how creative our neighbors are. It's a pretty fun thing to have.
Yeah, for sure.
So the show is coming up this Saturday at Harrigan Centennial Hall. Just one showing, two showings? What are
we
the
deals? We have two shows, one at 2 p.m., one at 7 p.m. The 2 p.m. show is non-alcohol.
Okay.
So, and for the VIP, and there are VIP seats still available. So, and those seats include front row seating, a charcuterie box, and sparkling cider. So, and we were thinking, you know, that's a place where, you know, parents can bring their kids, or grandma and grandpa can, you know, bring their grandkids and watch and really enjoy. And then the evening show, we decided that we would allow adult beverages, and so the VIP seats for those. It's the same design with a glass of wine or a glass of beer to go along with it. And you can also have sparkling cider if that's your choice. I mean, that's perfectly fine, too. So, and then it's, so it's just going to be a great, great show.
And you were right on the runway. When she says you're on the runway, you were like, we told the designers, you have to be really careful now, because if you move your foot too far, You might end up, so you get the real experience being up close and personal with the designers, which
awesome.
Is fun.
Yeah. I think it's definitely the feel of, I feel like every time I see photos of like New York Fashion Week or someone, you see like the celebrities like right, like knees right next to the runway. You get to be those people.
Yes.
You are right there.
Exactly.
Ooh, that's fun. And I guess in having a theme to awakening, I guess that's kind of a fun inspiration for the audience to dress up as well. It's an excuse to show a little bit of creativity, even if you didn't hand make your own outfit. It's still a good way to express yourself.
And this year we will also be having a way for people to vote for their favorite design. And then there will be a place for people to submit ideas for next year's design.
Awesome. Another big thing we didn't talk about, too, is that the Alaska Airlines raffle is happening, and Alaska Airlines is our big sponsor, so we wanted to...
Right, and we cannot... Yeah, exactly. We can't leave out Alaska Airlines. They have been right there with us all the way through and have been very, very helpful, so...
And I want to give a shout out to all the members of the Greater Sitka Arts Council and how hard they've been working. This is going to be a fantastic show. Love to see you all there. Can't wait. And put on those clothes that have had some dust on for the last 3 years and really glam yourself up. And we're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, we all have those outfits in our closet. We're like, well, I'll find an excuse to wear it. Here's your excuse.
Yeah.
Either at the 2 p.m. show or 7 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall. You can get tickets at the door or at Old Harbor Books. And be prepared to be wowed by the creativity of your neighbors. Tiffany, Lois, and Bobby, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you
for having us.
Thank you.